Sky News. Television channel has more about the same story. Britain's Defence Secretary Ben Wallace stated London will supply Kiev with advanced air defence missiles capable of shooting down cruise projectiles. Ben Wallace also announced a new aid ahead of a two-day NATO meeting in Brussels on Wednesday, 12th of October. The missile authorised for shipment to Ukraine is called the Advanced Medium-Range Air-to-Air Missiles, or AMRAAM. Furthermore, Britain will also be providing Ukraine with hundreds of drones to support its intelligence services and 18 howitzer artillery guns, in addition to 64 already delivered. British Defence Secretary Ben Wallace said these weapons will help Ukraine defend its skies from attacks and strengthen their overall missile defence alongside the US NASAMS, or National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile System. The United Kingdom has previously supplied Kiev with various weapons, including the Endlor anti-tank missile launcher. Ukraine's key Western allies gathered in Brussels, Belgium, in order to discuss how to boost support for Ukraine and replenish allies' depleted military stockpiles. They pledge new air defences and more aid on the sidelines of the meeting. The pledges from Paris and London followed similar announcements from United States and Germany recently. Canada also announced it would provide over $47 million Canadian dollars in new military aid to Ukraine, with a package including artillery rounds, satellite communications equipment, winter clothing, and drone cameras. Furthermore, the French Defence Minister, Sébastien Lecornu, told Le Parisien newspaper on Saturday, 15th of October, President Emmanuel Macron has backed a proposal to train a large number of Ukrainian soldiers in France. He said the president has approved a training plan that will allow up to 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers to be welcomed in France. Sébastien Lecornu added, "They will be assigned to our units for several weeks," adding that military training for the use of Caesar howitzers had previously been offered to Ukrainian soldiers, Lecornu said, "but now it's a change of scale."
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear mothers, lovely sisters, and kind sisters, all ladies from all around the world. Welcome to a new episode of Muslim Lady. You are listening to us from IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host, and here I have a dear guest, Sister Zainab. She's going to help us. through some interesting stuff for Muslim lady.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, Asma. Thank you so much for having me. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. I hope I could really get some very good stuff for Muslim lady.
Yes, I'm pretty much sure of that. As you all know, being a human means that we have to reach a pinnacle, and that highest point is going to be our salvation.
True.
According to the Holy Book of Quran, we have been asked to go through the perfect models.
Yeah.
Actually, what we are going to share in this program is just something that we've been through our studies. And now we're just going to have some kind sharing of this information with the audience.
Definitely.
And of course, you're going to help us with that. So as we've been recently talking about Lady Fatima salamullah alayha's way of life, we were discussing the important thing, which might sound a little bit trivial, but it actually has too much of importance in our life, which is making food and providing that for the family. And Sister Zainab has told us a lot about the way of life that Lady Fatima, being the daughter of the Prophet, has been practicing in her life. We learned that she was always doing too much of chores at the home, and she never complained about it. And she was the kind of a woman who was so much dedicated to her family. And actually, it's a big lesson for every single one of us as a Muslim lady. Now, is there anything left for us to know?
So we were talking about the Islamic way of life, and the first thing we talked about was food etiquettes, mm-hmm. table manners rather. So yes, there were 12 things that Prophet Muhammad specified them, may peace be upon him, regarding the table manners, among which 4 are obligatory, 4 are recommended, mm-hmm. and 4 are related to your etiquettes, your manners. Well, coming back to the 4 categories that were considered as obligatory by Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, who taught directly to his daughter, he tells him, the first thing that's wajib, that's obligatory for us in terms of table manners, is mu'arifat, mm-hmm. is the knowledge. Now, what does that mean, having mu'arifat? Having mu'arifat or knowledge means to know.
Actually, it's an insight.
To know. Basically, mm-hmm. where this food come from. This, as a daughter in a family, I must not just think the source of this food was my father. My intellect should not be limited to this extent. It should go back to who was the ultimate source of the provider. Who was the ultimate provider of this food? It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So having this ma'rifat, having this knowledge, where it actually came from, which we unfortunately have very, very less, and unfortunately we teach it to our children very less. So as a Muslim lady, it's your duty to teach your children, to teach your brothers, sisters, to teach your mothers rather, mm-hmm. to have ma'rifat. Like, you know, sometimes you have very good food and you say alhamdulillah. With alhamdulillah also say mashallah. With that alhamdulillah or mashallah say, see, Allah is the ultimate provider.
And actually you're teaching that to your baby girls.
Yeah,
at the home.
Yeah. So once they have this ma'rifat, they'll, believe me, develop into the individuals that are like unimaginable. Mm-hmm. So the second obligatory thing that you have to take care of is satisfaction, Allah's satisfaction. If someone goes and starts drinking alcohol, mm-hmm. definitely it's Allah's satisfaction is not involved in that. Or someone goes and has some haram food, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's satisfaction is not involved in that food. Or you are having a halal food, apparently, but you know that the money you bought it from, you did not earn it from
a
right
means. Has been polluted, yeah. That money was a polluted money.
So since you did not buy your food with the halal money, your food is ultimately is not halal. Mm-hmm. So knowing that whatever I am eating, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied by
and
this.
And as a Muslim lady, it is your duty
yeah.
to focus upon this fact.
Exactly. And not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be satisfied, you should be satisfied yourself, whatever I am having. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Just, you know, teach your children. As women, go and teach your children. There are so many people around the world, especially in the poor countries, who go out in the night, look into the trash bins for food.
Yeah.
They take it out, clean it, wash yeah, it, and then have it.
Which is so sad.
Say, Alhamdulillah, I'm not in that state.
Yeah.
Say, Alhamdulillah, I'm not in that state. Be satisfied what you're being provided.
That's how we should
don't
respect
be demanding. Don't be demanding. Don't teach your children to be demanding. Once your children start demanding, show them the videos. There's so many things, plenty mm-hmm. of things available on the internet wherein you see like powered countries, how people are even trying to take out food from the sewage, from the trash bins, and from so many things. Asma, if I start explaining all that, we both will start crying because we both are women and we both will start getting emotional. So, you know, imagine that state and imagine your state mm-hmm. and say, Alhamdulillah. You know why that happens that we don't have satisfaction? Because we compare ourselves with the upper classes. We never compare ourselves with the lower classes. Yeah, exactly.
There.
So in our obligatory things, the first thing is having knowledge of where it came from. Second thing was having satisfaction, knowing Allah is satisfied with this and being yourself satisfied with what is provided to you.
So let's go for a short break. And after that, we'll catch up the rest of the points you're going to mention here. So dear listeners, thank you for staying with us. Muslim ladies will be back in no time.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Well, dear ladies, welcome back to your program. And here we're talking about the lifestyle of Sayyida Fatima, salamullah alayha. And Sister Zainab is helping us with the information that we got from the book, which is mainly based upon the manners and lifestyle of Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha.
Yeah, and that's written by Dr. Muhammad Reza Jabbari. It's a mm-hmm. very, very nice book. I recommend all the listeners, especially women, to go through this one.
Does it have an English translation?
Unfortunately, I did not find any translation. One of the ways to have information from this book is to listen to this Muslim lady. Yeah. So, well, Asma, coming back to our food etiquettes, we're talking about that Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, taught his daughter some etiquettes regarding mm-hmm. food and or rather table manners. He specified them into the 12 things. Among these 12, 4 were obligatory. And we said the first one is having knowledge of who is the ultimate source of providing this food.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, being satisfied yourself and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied because I'm eating halal food and I'm not overeating or stuff. Then starting with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which we always do.
Of course.
And sometimes, say for example, somebody definitely does forget.
Yeah, of course, my mother is the person who always reminds us of that.
See the role of a Muslim lady over here. As a mother, mm-hmm. as a sister, as a daughter, without just, you know, pointing out to a particular person, hey, why didn't you say Bismillah? So as a mother, as a sister, as a daughter, you can play that very beautiful role without just pinpointing on a particular person. Mm-hmm. Why did you forget? You're not there to pinpoint someone or lecture someone. If you think someone forgot, start saying it loudly.
Exactly.
So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, yeah. so that it gets reminded to everyone without pinpointing a particular mm-hmm. person. And that's so, so beautiful that you're not pinpointing someone. You're not saying to him directly because you're just taking care of his dignity. That's very, very important. Allah
and
subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that.
Zainab, as little kids, we all learn these things from our mothers.
Yeah, especially from our mothers.
Yeah,
especially
so
from our
Muslim
mothers.
A Muslim lady has got
but unfortunately, there are so many mothers out there I have seen who would like force their children. Say Bismillah.
No, not by
why
force.
Why don't you say Bismillah? No. You as a mother, you as a daughter, you as a sister, say Bismillah yourself. They will learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not there to force them.
Of course.
Whatever you're doing, they'll copy.
The language of a Muslim lady is very much kind and soft.
Exactly.
And there's no force in that.
Exactly. So the fourth thing is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. So when you started with Bismillah, when you started with His name, end with His name. Tell Him, Alhamdulillah, you gave me the opportunity to have this food. Many of the poor countries around, many of them are dying due to the starvation. Yeah. There's so many countries who are into the, you know, famine and stuff. So, Alhamdulillah, I'm not.
Of course, there are too much of people in this world who are living in poverty.
Exactly. So these four things come into the obligatory things.
Yeah.
This is wajib. We have to do this. Now, the four recommended things include washing your hands before having food. That's what we normally do. But that's a recommended thing. Another thing, staying on the left side. Like putting more pressure on the left side of your body. Why? It was a question for me while I was going through this book, and then I started researching again, and I came to know that it is actually the best posture you can have while having food. And if you don't do that, you will be complaining about the cramps, you'll be complaining about the indigestion and heartburns. So you'll be complaining about all those things once you do not sit in a proper posture.
Yeah, and then just to remind the Muslim ladies who are listening to us, we're talking about the thing that's been done by the daughter of the Prophet. So since we're addressing a Muslim woman, we want her to know
she's the best role model.
Yeah, that she is the best role model she can have in her life. Yeah. So whatever that we're mentioning during this programs is just done by this great lady, and we take her as the one who we follow in our life. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
Who is the loved one?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female, and made us into nations and tribes, so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Food for thought.
Hello, everyone. And let us contemplate on a wise aphorism from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. If you want to pray to Allah for better means of subsistence, then first give something in charity.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
If you have a sweet tooth, then this next bit of news is just for you. Visitors are now taking advantage of the expanded version of Cake Land, which is an immersive art gallery in the U.S. city of Los Angeles. The structure is meant to feel like a giant multi-layered cake. It's entirely made of artificial materials, but looks like if it's full of cherries, whipped cream, and layers of cake. Artist Scott Hoff says he used nearly a ton of pipe frosting, 120 mirrors, and thousands of cherries. Plus, he embedded thousands of crystals in the walls as a final touch. The artist says he chose to develop Cake Land after he noticed how much his artificial cake sculptures were welcomed by viewers.
So I chose cake because, number one, it's really beautiful. Number two, it's really fun to do. And number three, it engages the viewers in such a meaningful way.
Hoff says he never actually made a real cake before and has mainly followed his enthusiasm for fake food as the inspiration for this project. Visitors are able to walk through the cake, a labyrinth, and explore various rooms. While there is a lot of deliciousness and likeness of the cakes, visitors to this cake land can discover some interesting darker elements as they wander around. The art installation has continued to expand since it was founded by Hov in 2020. England's Paradise Wildlife Park welcomes its new guest, an endangered red panda cub. The mother, Tilly, gave birth to the cub just 1 month after she lost her breeding partner, Nampang. Experts say Tilly had been under a breeding project for 4 years. The cub has been named Little Red, and his birth is being celebrated as a, quote, symbol of hope. Red pandas are classed as an endangered species and are on the red list of the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The bushy-tailed bamboo munchers dwell in high-altitude Asian forests, and their population is now fewer than 2,500. Robots are slowly but surely becoming part of everyday life, taking on human roles in different areas. Now, fast food restaurants can make French fries faster and better as a robot called Flippy 2 takes over the job.
When an order comes in through the restaurant system, it automatically spits out the instructions to Flippy. It takes a frozen product, fries it for the precise amount of time, and puts the finished product in the end. It does it faster, more accurately, more reliably, and happier than most humans do it.
Flippy 2 has been created in a robotic lab in California called MISO after 5 years of efforts by its developers. According to the project engineers, a really good understanding of the food science is needed to make sure the food quality is there, how different food sticks together, and how the temperature and heat affect it. The MISO CEO says the machine can cook several meals with different recipes simultaneously, removing the need for catering staff.
This technology utilizes a whole bunch of computer vision. There's cameras throughout the system, including right here we have these food identification cameras. The cameras not only guide the robot and tell it exactly where it is in space and how to move through this area, but also identifies the food type, and it knows the recipe for each one.
The MISO CEO says tasks like the fry station are the kind that humans are most happy to afloat. The name Flippy comes from the original machine designed to flip burgers, which was not very useful for restaurants. A celebrated Chinese artist integrates his life experiences and the beauty of his homeland using his own distinctive style of traditional painting. Chen Jialing is known for his Chinese ink paintings. Chen brings to life the imaginative richness and culture through his depictions of landscape with every brush of color. He is most famous for breaking traditional painting techniques while staying within the framework of the art form. Chen says one of his favorite subjects is the Jianggong Mountains, especially during certain hours when the sunlight offers its own visual delights.
The composition of this painting is based on the main peak of the Jianggong Mountains, because the main peak is the most majestic and imposing, especially at noon. The sun shines on the trees, forming a contour light involving trees and the large mountains, which is extremely beautiful.
The 85-year-old artist has also used fused traditional landscape painting with modern technology. Though Chen has participated in numerous art exhibitions, but he says his first solo exhibit was held in his 70s, and that's when his career really took off. Chan says he plans to paint as much of his homeland's stunning scenery as possible during his lifetime.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Freedom is an essential virtue that is valued not only by humans but animals as well, just like two eagle owls that have been released into the wild after being born in a Madrid zoo. The two owl twins were freed after months of training to survive in the nature. First, they were taken to a big aviary to develop the necessary skills, including those for hunting prey. The aviary is designed to have a similar environment to the local mountain range. Meantime, they need to gain muscle and come to a suitable weight. After passing various skill tests, the owls are released as part of Madrid Zoo's breeding program of night birds of prey. 7 eagle owls and 11 barn owls have been released since the program was launched in 2017. However, some of them flew back seeking shelter as they failed to adapt to the nature.
Art restoration requires intensive research and training and loads of skill. But imagine the anxiety while professionals embark on restoring rare paintings. Under careful supervision, French restorers are working to give back to 500-year-old paintings their former glory. They were rescued from a fire that engulfed the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris in 2019. These works date back from the 17th and early 18th century. The paintings, including 22 with large format, were temporarily stored in a warehouse and now being restored at an undisclosed location. The fire caused strictly no damage to the paintings, but they have accumulated thick layers of dirt and smoke on the surface after hanging in the cathedral for centuries. Some of the works also have paint loss due to overcleaning that restorers say need to be repaired elegantly.
On the outskirts of China's metropolis, Shanghai, a tiny island has been dubbed Cat Island as it provides shelter for stray animals. Since it opened last month, a charity based on the island is taking in cats mainly brought from Shanghai residents. These small carnivorous mammals are neutered and evaluated, and those with good temper and health are allowed to roam free on the island. The city's Stray Cats Management Center says their trap-neuter-release policy is to protect stray cats, limits their population, and maintain ecological balance. However, Shanghai has an estimated 200 stray cats per square kilometer, which means other methods will be needed to control the urban population, stray cats. A pair of baby panda twins make their debut appearance at the Chongqing Zoo in southwest China, with visitors flocking to cherish the abundance of cuteness.
Our returnee panda, Ershan, gave birth to the twin brother and sister on July 22nd this year. Currently, the elder brother weighs 4.3 grams and the younger sister weighs 0.6 grams. They're in good condition at present.
The twins' first public appearance was on Saturday, the first day of the week-long National Day holidays. During this week, the pair of giant panda cubs will be on display in the nursery of the panda house of the zoo. Their mother, Ershan, once lived in Canada as a goodwill envoy, but returned to her homeland in 2020. This was Ershan's second delivery of twins. A total of 21 pandas currently live in the Chongqing Zoo, which has been breeding giant pandas since the 1960s. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An aircraft powered by electricity may still be some way off, but one of its types is already here thanks to a whole range of innovative solutions being developed by aviation firms. American company Aviation Aircraft has debuted its all-electric plane in Washington State. The aircraft, named Alice, took off the runway at Grand County International Airport and flew for 8 minutes. It reached an altitude of 3,500 feet before touching down the ground. According to the company, the aircraft produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate compared to usual light jets. The company says it continues to develop and tweak the plane's battery system for an hour flight.
We're targeting a design criteria of 35 minutes for a charge. And so that'll be a charge for the typical route length. It's actually, as I just said, it's actually a design point. So going back to the comment I made earlier about designing batteries for aircraft, it's one of the considerations is how quickly do we want it to charge? How much power do you want to be able to draw from it? So again, we're targeting, call it 30 minutes of charge for an hour of flight time, or about 2C if you're...
The company aims to find its way into the market for trips that sit between 150 and 250 miles, a range that features aircraft similar in size to Alice. It will also be for both commuter and cargo flights. For aircraft manufacturers, this paradigm shift is driving fuel savings in flight and on the ground, reducing carbon footprints and NOx emissions, while also improving reliability and cutting maintenance costs. Many people of the world are supported almost completely by animals because they live in areas unsuitable for animal husbandry. But these days, even some city dwellers are making their living out of animals, like a Virginia girl. Andrea Diaz quit her job at a restaurant and started to rent her pet alpacas to cheer up steer crazy Americans during the pandemic. Since the launch of her business in 2020, it has expanded from 2 to 14 alpacas. Interestingly, 5 with fluffy pets are regularly making a paid appearance at birthdays, weddings, restaurants, and offices. She charges a starting price of $95 per hour. Diaz says the best part is when there are kids' birthday parties, but even it's really a fun for the adults. She calls alpacas a good exposure because they attract people.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today
بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of the Almighty Allah Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Thursday, is the 23rd of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Talaq from the Holy Quran, verse 7.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. لينفق ذو سعة من سعته ومن قدر عليه رزقه فلينفق مما آتاه الله لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا
Let a man of wealth spend from his wealth, and he whose provision is restricted, let him spend from what Allah has given him. Allah does not charge a soul except according to what he has given it. Allah will bring about, after hardship, ease.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Since suffering from straitened circumstances may lead to deviating from the path of truth and justice, the blessed verse closes by saying that Allah Almighty will soon provide them with ease and convenience following their hardships. In other words, they are not supposed to entertain sorrow and be restless since circumstances undergo alteration. Such injunction is applicable to all times, particularly under quiet, straitened circumstances experienced by Muslims. It bears glad tidings of a promising future for the patient. God Almighty will soon grant the patient with His infinite blessings and bounties.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He.
As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always.
Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Still, we're speaking about waiting for a better tomorrow. How you spend today defines the person you'll be tomorrow. What you do one day at a time eventually makes up your entire life. And ignoring this simple yet crucial rule is why most people live unhappy, unfulfilled lives for decades. They want to have a healthier body and be in better shape by summer, but they don't get their ass up in winter. But they don't try hard in winter. They want to build a profitable digital business and quit their 9-to-5, but they choose Netflix over Hustle on weekends. They never achieve their dreams because they choose to get back to sleep instead of getting up and doing the work.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. In this virtual, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. Again, another example of foresight and planning in Quranic teachings includes قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. There were some nations before you, and they left. So travel around the earth and see how those who rejected the promises of God perished. This is chapter Al-Imran, verse 137. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us. If you want to see what happened to those who did not have any program, any planning, any foresight for their todays, they all perished. So take some lessons from them. Again, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْأَحْبَارِ وَالرُّهْبَانِ لَيَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Oh, you have faith. Indeed, many of the scribes and monks wrongfully eat up the people's wealth and bar them from the way of Allah. Those who treasure up gold and silver and do not spend in the way of Allah, inform them of a painful punishment. In exchange for what he consumes, man must deliver products or services and serve his society in some way. Otherwise, he will be the one of the examples of أَكْلُ الْأَمْوَالَ بِالْبَاطِلِ لَيَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. That is, they have just eat up. They have just actually collected and consumed. So they didn't have any product. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
And know you, bring yourself to account. Has any of us ever thought of recording the good and the bad things we do, through which we can from time to time know our balance of good and bad deeds, profits and losses? Every important deed has a record of input and output, profits and losses. If it were left up to people to live randomly and behave as they like without taking heed of a watcher and careful account taker of all things, it would probably have been understandable, although still reckless and foolish, that they forget about the past and self-modifying experiences and rush into the future fearless of sins and mistakes. But the fact is, Allah has recording angels who write down everything we do, from the tiniest action to the largest, And in the day of judgment, the record of deeds will be placed open, and you will see the guilty fearful of death within it. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And now we have setting your alarm. Yes, that is one advice, one tip, one thing to do right now to make tomorrow a better day. Plan to wake up early tomorrow and set your alarm accordingly, starting your day even 15 minutes earlier than you normally would will give you more time to get ready, less trouble with traffic during your commute, and a greater sense of control over your life. If you can get up an hour early or more and dedicate some time to meditating, exercising, or making a healthy breakfast, do it. But set a reasonable goal for yourself. Trying to get up early and failing can be a stressful and frustrating way to start the day, leaving you feeling rushed and defeating the purpose of the exercise.
If we read the Qur'an from beginning to end, we will discover that Allah is all-merciful. There's not a sin that Allah doesn't forgive. Every day, how many times a day do we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Allah has 99 names, yet He chose for us to repeat this day in and day out. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the all-merciful, the all-compassionate. Allah has many names. Allah could have chosen other attributes for us to repeat every day, but He chose these. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So this is the first step towards overcoming a difficult past, a negative past, a bad past. It's to make amends with Allah Azza wa Jal. It's to repent to Allah and seek forgiveness, and Allah will forgive, inshallah. This is the first step. This is a cornerstone. The second step, my dear friends, is that we forgive ourselves. We forgive ourselves. If Allah can forgive us, can we not forgive ourselves? There are some that live, they're tormented over what they've done in the past. Whatever it is that they've done, they live in torment. They're tormented, they're tortured. They have stress, they have anxiety of what they've done in the past. They keep punishing themselves for their past mistakes. Now it is time, once you've sought forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, it is time to forgive yourself and to move on. There are some that cannot live. They live with negative thoughts day in and day out. From morning till night, they have negative thoughts of what they've done in the past. And they feel that their past is haunting them and their past can destroy them. The past mistakes that they've done, it is destroying them. It's destroying their lives. These negative thoughts that are paralyzing them, that are not allowing them to move forward and to live their life to the fullest and to enjoy their life, these thoughts need to be blocked away. You need to move on. You need to live your life. You need to enjoy your life. You need to enjoy your family, your friends, what you have in this life. Enjoy it. Move on.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over. So inshallah, we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.